Welcome to the doghouse. Well, World Superbike is over, so they declared a champion this weekend.
It's his championship to lose.
No, it's getting to the point pretty quick.
I'm not even sure the curse can screw that up.
No, I don't even think the curse.
Was it nine races left? Nine? Eight or nine left?
I don't think anybody's ever won it after three stops. I don't think anybody's won it, but I think that he's won it. It's like, it's like Ratsgadioglu said, he's going to win everything. Ratsgadioglu said, well, the only person that's even competitive with me at all was Buliga. So when I'm gone, look out, people, it's over with. And even with the stupid penalty that they gave both to Bamota and to Ducati,
didn't matter.
It didn't make any difference whatsoever, because it's kind of like, if Phil can eat three Big Macs in a half an hour, and he was allowed to have four Big Macs in a half an hour, and they took one away, he's still eating three Big Macs in a half an hour. And that's basically the situation going on with Ducati. I think it was a horrible penalty to give Bamota. I haven't quite figured out what it is Bamota did to earn that.
I have no idea. They haven't won anything.
They must have pissed off the racing gods something fierce.
I looked at that and I said, okay, they're trying to make it more competitive, right? So we're going to slow down the championship leader. Okay, fine. You slowed down all the Ducatis. Great. Wonderful. And then we're going to do it to Bamota too. And I said, wait a minute. What could Bamota have done to earn a penalty, right? I mean, what are they doing, right? I mean, they're already slower than the Hondas anyways. So I'm not quite sure what they were trying to accomplish with that.
Not a clue.
I don't know.
Maybe there was something in the technical that they were doing that they shouldn't have been doing, and they got caught. They were breaking a rule somewhere and got caught.
But that's not a rule breakage thing. That's generally an adjustment that's made for competitive reasons.
I don't know, but that's the only thing I could come up with. There's something going on we don't know about.
I don't know. Did they like sneak an extra cylinder in or something? They said, no, we're not going to give you enough fuel for it. It was never explained. And anywhere I looked, I didn't see an explanation for why Bamota got the penalty. I don't get it.
Yeah. And
they don't even call it a penalty. It's not even called a penalty.
They got a guy in fifth and a guy in sixth. It's not like, it's not like they're first and second and walking away like Jose Ducati.
It's almost like they said, okay, we got to do this to slow Ducati down, but we can't afford to have Bamota be competitive.
I know what it is.
What?
If you're end of your name ends with a vowel.
Yeah. Right?
Ducati, Bamota. I mean, Honda's penalized by being Hondas.
Well, yeah, that's right. So. they all end in a vowel, Phil. All the manufacturers.
BMW doesn't. Yamaha doesn't.
BMW
Yamaha
not.
Does.
Yamaha does. Yeah. Anyway. And you can't slow Yamaha down. You'd have to make them go backwards. So I don't know. I don't get that. But the championship now is a matter of whether he could
maybe
be the first person
that
ever.
Ducati doesn't have the first top 10 spots all to themselves.
Well, I mean, it was like qualifying, right? I mean, it was all Ducati on the front row.
Yeah,
and
but I'm just saying.
The last couple races, it's been like five. The first five have been Ducati. So
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it was a snooze fest to watch. Even when Lecuona was in front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well,
he knew it was coming.
But did a Marquez. He just fell behind him to give it a break. And then as soon as he needed it, he went right back around.
Yeah. It wasn't a matter of if. It was a matter of when.
It was boring.
It was boring. It was very boring.
I think that's all we need to talk about that. I mean, I don't know.
I think that's all we need to talk about that.
It was terrible race.
I'm done with it.
I think we need to talk about that. And Cole Davies didn't win in the Triple Crown, but he did manage to collect some points, which in his situation is a win.
Yeah. You don't have to.
So he's still up, what, 28 points, 31 points? Yeah. I don't even know what the numbers are.
Yeah, he choked a little bit this weekend.
21 points, yeah.
He had a couple crashes that were almost
I think they were unforced. I think he dropped the bike in one. He just folded the front end and one time. But, you know, the thing about it is at the end, it all comes down to points. And if nobody else is really collecting the points, and you have two more races now, or one more in the East? Two or one?
One more.
I'm not sure.
Well, no, two more, because isn't the last one the East-West?
Yes, the last is.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you still have two, right? Because they just ran Philly, right? No.
No, Philly's next week.
Philly's next week. So they have one, they have two more. Philly and then the East-West Showdown in Salt Lake.
Okay.
And then in the West, you have Denver and the East-West Showdown.
Yeah. So
I mean, the 250s championships, I'm pretty sure, are just decided.
Yeah. Well, they're done, and we know that the Deegan's already clinched it, so that's over and done with.
I was impressed before we get off the 250s. I got to say, I was impressed with Thrasher this weekend. He put together a string of runs that were, you know, pretty good.
I'm not going to say I was impressed with him, because that's what I expected him to do all season.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, he basically
he came out of the end of last season hot poop, and came out here pooped. This is what I expected.
and even still, he had a shot at it. He had a shot at the championship, even with the bad start he had at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But he just, you know,
I thought he looked good this weekend. This was his best weekend so far.
He did. But he should be that way every day, right?
At least the majority of time. So he's collecting good points all the time.
Yeah,
he's thrown it away too many times this season. Good points.
Yeah.
So he doesn't deserve a championship. So there you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. So
that's like most of the 250 class.
Yeah, that's like most of the 250 class. That's true. And then in the 450s, Hunter did not have a good weekend.
No, well, neither did Tomac. Tomac had a worse weekend.
Well, that's the thing. My next comment was going to be is that when Tomac has an opening, he says, oh, okay, I'll just throw it away.
Yeah, let me crash so hard that I might have broke a hip.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know who called that, all of us.
Yeah, all of us, right.
Right, he probably did break a hip. He's like 60.
He did get a hip injury. He didn't actually break it though.
Yeah,
but
this is a standard Tomac thing.
Yeah, that's just standard Tomac.
Tomac doesn't win championships unless somebody else throws it away. That's the way it works. And I hate to say that about it. I like the guy and everything.
I do too,
but he's just got this.
Since he got to 450s.
Since he's got to the 450s, he's got this inconsistency that just dogs him all the time, right? He just can't seem to put together, you know, a string or a races, right?
Except for those championship years.
That's what I'm saying. He can't win a championship when somebody else doesn't throw it away.
Yeah,
one of his championships, I can think of somebody who actually threw it away in the last few races for him to win. So, I mean, you can't count on that.
I believe.
Yeah, Roczen. Yeah.
Right? The two injuries for Roczen.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm trying to remember who the other one was.
But. Cooper Webb.
Yeah.
Cooper Webb.
2 years ago. Thing. 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Cooper Webb's looking good now. Too late, you know.
Well, I don't know if it is.
No.
Right? I mean, Hunter threw up a poo poo. Roczen.
Yeah, no, he did, but Roczen right now was the strongest competitor, right? Two in a row.
He's due to throw up a poo poo.
He is. But I mean, the points being what the points are, right? And we know that means there's two more races, right?
Three
more races. Okay. Yeah. So there's three more races. So the points are available. Who's going to be consistent for three races? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
If you were still, and I know he's 22 points down, the guy I think is going to be the most consistent in the last three races is Cooper Webb. Can he make up 7 points a race? I don't think so.
Yeah, even if he could, this is a season of inconsistency. I haven't seen anybody, and Hunter's been the most consistent, but now, you know, he threw up a poopy this weekend. So,
and he threw up a poopy 2 weekends ago.
And he did it. That's right. And he did it. And he should be walking away with it right now. And so, if nobody's going to be consistent, then I'd rather be in Hunter's position than anybody else's. Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But Roczen's, like, here's the thing. Roczen's breathing right down his neck, and that's when Roczen's at his worst, right? Roczen has twice threw it away to Tomac. He threw it away to somebody else because at the end, right? I mean, I'd just pretty much eliminate Tomac. He's done. Right.
I'll just put it this way because I don't mind saying it. Look, I don't want Roczen to win the championship
ever.
Well, I don't want him to win the championship now. I don't think ever's even a challenge. Okay, I don't think that's a challenge. If he does it, it's only going to be because Hunter screwed up.
Yeah,
we already had Tomac retired, and Cooper Webb didn't put it together like he needed to.
Yeah,
Cooper Webb, it could win the championship. But he could definitely displace Tomac with one bad, two
he's
bad.
He already
you
know. Has. He's already 7-9 points ahead of Tomac.
Oh, I thought Tomac was in second in the standings.
No, Tomac's in third now. He threw up a big fat.
Not Tomac. I mean, Roczen's in second.
Yeah, Roczen's only 1 point behind. So the bottom line is if Cooper Webb's going to displace Roczen, it's for the championship.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Right? Those guys are close enough. Now, he needs both of them to throw up zeros, at least 1-0.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
That's
going to take some help.
That's going to be difficult.
It's a lot more difficult for Hunter than it is for Roczen.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely possible for Roczen.
Roczen can do that.
Yes. I would be surprised to see Hunter throw up a zippy.
I would too, but I don't know if I think that's out of the range. I could see how
it's possible.
Roczen throw up 3-8s.
It's possible. He gets in the wrong place. He gets too close to Mookie. Anything's possible.
I can see him throw up 3-8 places, and that brings Cooper Webb right in.
I don't see him putting up 3-8 places.
No,
I don't see that. I could see him throwing up 1-8 place, but I don't think I could see him throwing up 3.
We'll see.
That would be I just don't see it.
We'll see because the only thing consistent this season is inconsistency. So
we'll have to
wait and see what happens after that. And then also didn't mention that Middle America kicked off this weekend, kicked off.
Well, the Superbike class kicked off.
The Superbike class kicked off. Very weird kind of season because they made the 200 points race, right? So it's kind of a weird kind of a weird season and kind of surprising for me. I was very surprised. Well, let's talk about Super Sport because Super Sport is like kind of weird this season now. I don't know if you guys noticed it. Where is the talent? I can think of a couple riders. It's Super Sport because they all moved up, but some moved down, right? There were some that moved down.
Josh Hayes is there.
Josh Hayes has been there for like 10 years now.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
But Yakov is looking good. Kayla Yakov's looking better.
First woman to get a pole position
In
Moto America.
She's also the first woman to win a race in Moto America.
But here's what I'm going to say is number one, I felt like tweeting Binder like Saturday night, and then I was like, nah, screw it. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Don't hit Harren in the beginning of the race.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Right? Like, here, I want to make the fastest, angriest guy that rides with Red Mist mad in the beginning of the race. Just not a good.
He kind of showed the second day.
He doesn't know. He hasn't adjusted to the track being upside down yet. So.
Yeah. I was just like, but other than that, I thought it was okay racing. I thought the Superbike racing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I loved watching Fong and Skoltz battle it out.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Matthew back on the Superbikes. I really am. And he showed he deserves to be there.
No, but he didn't leave there because he didn't deserve it. Okay. He left there because of their scheme that they have for people to be able to afford to put to seat a rider, right?
Yeah.
He was odd man out is what happened. He was extremely competitive in Superbike when he was there. That's why no one could figure out why the hell is this guy moving down. Right? So
yeah, but I'm glad to see him back up there now.
I'm glad he's back up there too, because it gives other people. But then I don't, you know, you get Josh Heron moving around, and I don't understand what the hell they're trying to do. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. All I can say is,
well, go. I don't understand. I don't. Okay. Here's my biggest question of the weekend. I'd like to call Ducati, like, bring, bring, bring. Hey, are you happy you traded Bouvier for Heron?
Not at this point.
not on the first race.
Who okayed that? Who okayed that at Ducati? Who was like, hey, I got this great idea. Let's take the current reigning champ and punt him for this guy. And then, I don't know.
Well, here's a piece. We might be missing information, okay?
Obviously.
It was a contract year. And obviously, maybe the contract negotiations were like, we can get Bouvier for less.
Okay. So, yep. You can get fifth place for less. Always.
Right? Yeah. But,
that's how,
you know,
that works.
Money talks, right? Yeah. Money talks. So.
Right? Like, here, you want to win a championship, or you just want to have...
Okay,
and I don't think Ducati sent him packing. I think he chose the deal because he was offered a better deal.
Who, Heron?
Yes.
He was offered a better deal to go down to Super
Sport?
Yep. I don't think so.
I think he was. A better deal than was being offered by...
We might have to see if he'll come on the show and talk.
Yeah.
Because if that's true, mind blown.
Well, he actually said on Facebook that he was not booted from Ducati. That's not what happened. So there was something else going on.
Well, he's not burning the bridge. I would say the same thing.
I think he would have left it unsaid. He wouldn't have said it was not.
I think
if a sponsor's willing to pay the load to get a Josh Heron, they could pay somebody more money in Supersport than they could pay him in Superbike. It's up to the sponsor. It's their money. They say, okay, he's going to cost you $2 million a season. Ducati's offering 1.6. I can't blame the guy for not taking it. Any season with him could be his last, right? Go with the money, especially late in your career like this.
All right, so here's my other question, and I didn't even think about that until today. How come we didn't see anything from – what happened to PJ Jacobson?
I did. You know something? That's a good point.
You didn't.
Did I just miss him?
Didn't he have an injury? Didn't he wreck in a practice?
Did he?
Leading?
I might have missed that.
I think he had an accident somewhere relatively recently, like within the last month, and he wasn't physically able to race.
Good catch. Good catch, Warren. Well, I mean, Phil, because I said, you're right. I didn't see PJ Jacobson. And nobody mentioned him, which is the standard.
They didn't mention him at all on the race thing.
No.
Like, I was watching Supersport, and I'm like, where's PJ Jacobson? I'm like, no, he's on Superbike this year. Then I was watching Superbike, and I'm like,
I guess he didn't even raid a, you know, get well. And he's going to be back at, you know, whatever, you know, VIR. But I mean,
I don't know.
But they're not even mentioning him at all.
Yeah.
So.
It says here he was at Superbike. During qualifying, I'm sorry.
Oh.
During qualifying at Michelin Raceway, he had a massive crash and has been declared unfit to race.
He must have really been going fast.
It said the motorcycle lost traction, momentarily recovering and bouncing aggressively as Jacob entered a left-hander. He high-sided.
Ooh.
And then low-sided. However, he caught it in low-sided.
Ooh. Yeah, he got whipped back and forth.
To fall head first before being dragged across the track for a few minutes.
That mean to move from the front of the bike to the back of the bike.
Ow.
And that probably was, he did probably came down in a very uncomfortable way.
He raised his head after coming to a stop, but looked like he had endured a hard hit and urgent medical care.
Oh.
The footage reveals was that he was taken to an infield medical center. He was conscious, so that's
good.
I mean, it's great because it means he's okay, semi-okay. But it's bad because then you remember all that.
It sounds like a minimum. Yeah. He's got a bad concussion at a minimum.
Yeah, probably.
And I just had one of those recently, so I know they suck.
Warren, you are a bad concussion. I'm just trying to let you know that.
I feel the love. Prison love, but still love.
It's definitely prison love. Anyways.
So, yeah, Bouvier laid a big egg. Otherwise, it was Schultz or Fong that I thought were the guys that were driving the racing this weekend.
Yeah. Bobby Fong looked fast.
Yeah.
He's the Fonger.
Fast. He's been, these last couple years, Bobby Fong has been the Bobby Fong we had always hoped he would be.
Yeah.
And like wasn't for a long time, you know? I mean, his super sport time was not great for him.
No.
So.
But, yeah, old Bobby Fong. SDK finally looked decent.
Yeah, he looked.
Second and a third.
Yeah, he looked okay. Yeah. He looked okay.
Decent. Bouvier had a third and a, I don't know, fifth, sixth.
Yeah, third.
I can't count. I think it was fifth. Yeah, fifth.
Yeah.
I have a hard time counting that low. You know, I was happy to finally see guys we've talked about in the past. Jason Uribe getting mentioned and racing up towards the front for a lot of the
first he came
races.
Back. This is he's back this year. He's been gone for a couple.
Well, he's been fighting fires and stuff. Probably he's been racing. He's been doing like hooligans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Lee, who about 10 years ago, people were talking him up.
Oh, God. 10 years?
Remember that? Yeah, it was
maybe closer to 15 years.
I think it was like 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
But they were talking him up, and now he seems to be at least running towards the front. I mean, he wasn't – he finished like 8th and like 12th or something. But I don't know. I just was finally glad to see those guys doing something. JD Beach had a miserable first race, but second race wasn't bad.
No, second race wasn't bad.
I don't know what it was with his bike. I have to watch some of the interviews. I didn't have a lot of time this weekend. But the first race, he got there and then just got passed by everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a mechanical on the first race.
So
he went he went out like lap 7 or something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But overall, I had more fun watching the racing in Moto America than I did World Superbike.
Yeah.
Well, World Superbike, nobody enjoyed that.
There wasn't any racing.
Unless you were just like, a Bulaga fan, and that's what you came to, was just to see him beat up the field.
We have a friend who's a Ducati fan who's probably pumped.
Yeah.
Oh, the Ducati's a Ducati.
I mean, there's a whole lot of the Ducatis in the field. It doesn't have to be Bulaga, but the problem is Bulaga is just in a different league from everybody else that's on the track. So, I mean, the only guy out there that is doing anything and he's not competitive is his teammate, Lecuona, right?
Yeah. Who in the first race, I was like, oh, did everybody screw up and pick the wrong guy? And then Bulaga was like, oh, it's near the end of the race.
Yeah. Hold my beer. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. I've watched him long enough.
Yeah. All right. I'll go out front now. It make it look good for television.
And he's like, been cursed at that track, so that tells you something else too. He's had all kinds of problems, DNFs and all kinds of stuff. It is not a track that he looks forward to, and he tripled to that track, so it's like I don't think there's anywhere he can't win right now.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody even close. I don't think
that's why did you notice I picked him for the rest of the season? I just said times 30.
I'm hoping he gets hurt and I'm gonna
I don't even know if Dave and Warren even realized that I picked him for the entire season. They just said ditto and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
we're stuck for the season.
You're stuck now. I don't think Dave knew that.
I don't think unless he dies on the track, he's already pretty much wrapped it up.
It's a bad pick, Warren. It's just a bad pick to pick anybody to go undefeated.
It is.
It is a bad pick. But I figure he's, even if he doesn't go undefeated, he will rack up so many points that I can afford a couple DNFs from him and still be in a good
position. Unless something happens, he's not going to DNF. I mean,
he can get mechanical. He can have a mechanical.
If he has one race that he doesn't win, the last half of the season, after he's locked up the points, he has reason to keep going.
Yeah, he can park it.
And he might just be like, I'll ride around in fourth place and just wave high.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And he may, and he may do that, because if it continues on for another like two or three stops, he will be mathematically unbeatable. So,
yeah.
Yay.
But he may also want to be, no one's ever could, if he was able to go undefeated, no one's ever done that. If he, and he
yeah, scored, but if he
would score,
like
he would break the record for the,
he
would break, he'd break the record that stood for a long time in World Superbike. I think Colin Edwards, I think, scored it for the most number of points scored in a single season. Of course,
yeah,
at that
but
point,
they
actually
like
raced.
20
yeah, they, exactly. They raced a full season.
Yeah. I mean, and like realistically, we always talk about World Superbike being dead before they go into their summer break. There's a legit, if he has the championship before they go into summer break, you might, I'm going to cancel my subscription and be like, yo, give me half my money back. What's the point?
Oh, real quick. There was another two races this weekend at MotoAmerica, King of Baggers. I don't know what Indian did over the break, but wow, they looked fast and strong this weekend. They swept race two. And they had two out of three in the first race, but they just looked so strong, so fast. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch.
If you do, you'll be surprised at how much difference there was between last year and this year for them.
Well, last year the Indians were not good bikes.
No,
they were not good bikes last year.
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Tough. They've had, it's been a couple years since they've been the top, you know, if you go back 3-4 years, Indian was like this, right? Yep. And they just sort of like went off the rails the last couple of years. So maybe they've corrected all those things.
Well, Vance and Hines is now their,
which is really weird since they used to be Harley sponsors.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Last year, Vance Hines, Harley Davidson last year.
I don't get that. I don't get that. That's like some sort of game that's being played. I don't get that. When the team sponsor hops back and forth between competitors in a series, that's
kind of weird.
It's not weird. It's I don't know. I smell corruption in this. Okay.
I smell we came out with a bunch of performance parts for Indian. We need to sell into that market. Harley guys are already buying it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Harley guys aren't watching Moto America.
I think a lot of Indian guys definitely are buying Vance and Hine parts. I don't think there's any question about that. They always have. Yeah. I don't think that's what it is. They have their share of that market. And they were not interested in being the team sponsor when Indian was winning championships before. So
nope.
So I'm not quite sure. It's,
or maybe
to,
they had that
to me, I, you know, I like a good conspiracy theory. So
I'm gonna
say somebody said something that somebody did, that Harley said something and pissed off somebody,
you know,
Vance Hines, and they said, screw you, we're gonna go to India just to screw you guys over.
Yeah, I don't think Harley chose Vance and Hines to be their exhaust for the European series, the MotoGP series.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the straight up, everything's Harley on those bikes. So maybe that was it. Not another good conspiracy thing there.
Yeah. I like a good conspiracy theory. It's just very weird.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Oh, that's the end of the show. You guys ended your conspiracy theories right on.
It was perfect. Perfect timing.
I'm hoping next week.
It sounds like a conspiracy to me.
House, but I don't know. I mean,
well, we just, when
I think
the
all
music
my rights
came on, because we,
crushed, as we talked to the show today, all my rights are all being taken away from me. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, sorry guys that Vance and Hine pulled the plug on the show right there when we were just talking about that. So, oh well. So much. There goes that $1 million we get a season from Vance and Hines.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how so you sad. Get out of our conspiracy theories? Sponsor.
Yeah.
Sponsor exactly. The conspiracy theory would be like, Vance and Hines rules the world.
Yep.
You don't have them, F you.
That's the motto of the doghouse. We can be bought.
Absolutely.
Pretty cheaply, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Send us an unused postage stamp. We'll be a little bit more positive.
Yeah, we even take checks, which nobody else does anymore. So we take.
What's that?
Yeah, right.
Anyways, we'll be back next week to talk. MotoGP is racing at Jerez.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
And Supercross is in Philadelphia. Yep. I think that's it. We'll be back.